Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The French ambassador joins us in studio. Philippe Etienne, the French ambassador to the United States, is in Chicago today and in our studios. Welcome.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Thank you for having me.
Ça va bien?
Ça va très bien.
Okay, that's the end of my French. Although I was the president of my French club. I believe I told you guys that last time I was here. So here we are, two dignitaries. By the way, so thanks for coming in. You know, there's a controversy in Chicago. I'll start with the trivial, then we'll go to the more important. Jean-Baptiste Point du Sable. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, your pronunciation is quite good.
But I would prefer that you say it. How do you say the name of what is now our Lakeshore Drive?
Jean-Baptiste Point du Sable.
Very nice. And do you take a position? You're a diplomat now. So do you take a position on whether or not we should change the name of Lakeshore Drive?
No, I don't take position because it's a decision for the people here in Chicago. But I must say I was yesterday at the Du Sable Museum of African American History to give the award to bestow upon the director of this beautiful museum highest honor in culture. And I was really honored to be there.
Yeah.
Also because the museum is a beautiful institution, thanks to what has been done by this director, and she's an amazing personality. So the name Du Sable means really something important for the history of Chicago, obviously, and as the first settler of this great city.
And we're not opposed to that, mind you. I think, A, people don't know that much about Du Sable, and then, B, they don't have anything against the man, but it's not so much him as it is the other road. So if, for instance, they wanted to change the name of a different street to Du Sable, that would be okay. It's more, Du Sable is up against Lakeshore Drive, which is near and dear to us. What if they changed the name of the Champs-Élysées or so the Eiffel Tower or something in France? You guys wouldn't like that, would you now?
I don't know. We have not the issue on the table right now.
Very good. And you are fluent in five languages, correct? Did I read that?
Fluent, I wouldn't say, but as a diplomat, as a career diplomat, I was posted in many countries, and I always try to learn the language. This is the reason why I speak a little English, German, Romanian, Spanish, Russian, but the language I speak probably the best is French.
And by training, you are a mathematician too, correct?
Yes, yes. I'm a trained mathematician. I forgot most of it in 40 years, but I'm proud of being the only French ambassador having been trained in mathematics.
Well, I guess that makes you a well-rounded person. So we want to ask you about a variety of things, including travel to Europe, Paris Climate Accord, and a few other things as well. Stay right there. It's 10:15. This is WGN. The French ambassador, Philippe Etienne, is in our studio. Just talk about a variety of things. Is there something specific that brought you to Chicago? Why are you here today?
Well, there's a ceremony yesterday in the Du Sable Museum, but also some visits. I had the honor to be received, to be hosted by Reverend Jesse Jackson this morning. I know him well. And we also will inaugurate the French Tech community in Chicago today. It's a very, very important development for us. And it's also a testimony both of the vibrant ecosystem, tech ecosystem in Chicago, but also of the vibrant economic partnership between Chicago, Illinois, and France.
French tech companies doing business in Chicago.
Exactly. And in many other big cities of the U.S., but Chicago is really one of the most important places for innovation.
Well, we talk about that a lot on one of our business radio shows here, the Wintrust Business Lunch at Noon, and what a tech hub Chicago is becoming. You agree with that in France?
Absolutely. And what I think is less important than what our French entrepreneurs think. And many French startupers came to Chicago to develop their innovations, their ideas, for instance, in the new food industry, but also in quantum technologies.
Sure.
Chicago is a big center, and I could mention many, many other fields of innovation.
I hope that when you go back to Washington or to France, or as you communicate with those people, you tell them how beautiful our city is, how functional our city is. There are problems in Chicago that we struggle with and are trying to remedy, but I think Chicago is almost underestimated, particularly in the tech sector.
I agree, but not that much in France. I think it is well known in France. Chicago is also known as a very important place for architecture, for instance.
Yeah.
And Chicago has also this special relationship with our capital city, with Paris. So we know very well that Chicago is one of the most important places here, not only in the United States, but globally.
Can I travel to France? How easy is it for me to get to and around France?
Yeah, now you can travel to France. The opposite is not yet true for Europeans to come to the U.S., but for Americans to come to Europe, in particular to France, it's now, again, very easy. We have reopened some time ago, some weeks ago, and now you can travel to France.
Do I have to have been vaccinated, do you know?
Yes. The condition not to have to present a PCR test, a negative PCR test, is to be fully vaccinated. But if you are fully vaccinated, you can travel to France.
If you're not fully vaccinated, but you demonstrate that you have passed the PCR test, you don't have COVID, can you travel to France then?
Yes, because now the U.S., considering the circulation of the virus, which is much lower than before,
here, yeah,
is on a green list for us. So you have then, if you are not fully vaccinated, to show a negative PCR test, but you also can travel.
How have you all been handling the pandemic? What's it been like in France?
Well, in France, it was a bit like the U.S. with different periods of lockdowns. Last summer was a bit better, but then we had, again, quite a tense period of restrictions during the last winter. We have, at the beginning of May, we have started the reopening. The vaccination is very high, like in the U.S.
We are getting close to 70% in Illinois, not in the United States as a whole. Do you know what the vaccination rate is in France?
Yes. Well, actually, you mean 70% having had a first shot among the adults? Is it the
right?
Well, it's nearly 70% in France, too. We have, for the population, including children, we have more than 50% having had the first shot and more than 30% completely vaccinated, fully vaccinated.
We have
70% probably of the adults having had their first shot, yes.
Pardon me. We have populations that are very anxious to get the vaccine, and some people who absolutely won't get the vaccine don't even want to wear a mask. Was it the same in Europe? Were some people on board and some people resistant?
No, I think it is kind of the same situation where you have a part of a population, probably a smaller part since everybody has seen that vaccination works, which is reluctant, hesitant to take vaccines. We have this too. So like in the U.S., probably we will soon arrive at the point where the number of people having their shots every day will go down for the time being. We are still at a very high rate of 600,000-700,000 shots every day, which is more than 3-4 million for the U.S., considering our population. So it is going still very...
Really? 3 million would be the equivalent quickly in the United States. And the goal we were shooting for was 2 million. I don't know if we ever got to or are at 3 or 4 million a day, but that's ambitious.
Yeah, it is a reality. It is a reality. It is what's happening. But we feel we reach the point where we now must reach out to this part of the population you mentioned who is hesitant, reluctant to get the vaccine.
Well, you know what we do here? We give them money. Now we have lotteries. Have you guys considered that? You should have a French lottery, and if you get the vaccine, then you win 1 million francs or euros.
Yes, euros now. We heard about it. There are many policies which are tested here in the U.S. to encourage
I think that's cuckoo, but it works. So, would you suggest that France doesn't have a lottery like that, do they?
Not yet. And for the time being, we don't need it because, as I said, the number of shots every day is very, very high. But I will convey your ideas, of course.
You know, whatever works, I guess. I don't know why I'm so resistant to it. It just seems to me like if I have a vaccine and it will save you and make all of us safe, I shouldn't have to pay you to take it. But that seems to be necessary for some people. If I go to France, is the Notre Dame Cathedral opened up again? What is the status of the repair?
Well, the goal is today, like before, to reopen in 2024. The safety phase to be sure that the building will hold and is solid again is more or less over. The reconstruction itself will continue. By the way, I want here to thank the American public for its incredible, amazing reaction and also generosity to help us because we have to collect money. But yes, things, the works are going well. The organ, for instance, which has been saved from the fire, has been extracted from the cathedral to be cleaned. So things are going on pretty well after this terrible fire more than 2 years ago.
Are they having services? Do they have mass at the cathedral?
It's very exceptional. For very, very, for the most important Catholic days in the year, very small groups,
right.
But it remains closed to service in general. The reopening should be in 2024.
Ah. That was an international event. We watched it with our mouths just open. We could not believe what we were seeing when that happened. It was such a tragedy.
Absolutely.
How fortunate that it's been saved and is going to be restored.
No, exactly. And it was really close to be still worse. And in this evening, I remember, everybody remembers in France in April 2, this, I think it was a Monday night. It was terrible.
Hmm. One of our listeners.
And our firemen made a incredible work.
Yeah, it was beyond brave. Ask the French ambassador about the football match yesterday. Was there a French soccer match that we should be aware of? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I would have preferred not to have the question.
Sounds like France lost.
Yeah. But we remain the world champions from 2018. I was in Moscow during the final. So, but you cannot win every time. And Switzerland has had a very good... it was a good game, by the way, quite a suspense. And I don't know if you have seen the game, but it was really close until the very, very last second.
Spoken like a diplomat, the French ambassador, Philippe Etienne, in our studio. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to work with your staff. We have visited with members of the French consulate here in the past, and I always have an open door for you and your countrymen. Thanks for joining us in our studio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
French club president, my junior year and my senior year at Manuka High School. I don't know if you have a medallion or something. You can
give me we have to look at our consulate general. We'll definitely have a look at it.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have to ask for that. Well, thank you again for joining us today.